This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There is news today of the radio industry, internet radio to be precise. One of the biggest names in that business, Pandora, is buying a plain old FM station out in South Dakota. An odd business move, perhaps, on the face of it, but smart. Shannon Mullen explains.
If the FCC signs off on the sale, Pandora will be the proud owner of KXMZ, an FM station in Rapid City, South Dakota, and the internet radio giant will save about 1% of its revenue on music publishing rights. Music industry veteran Larry Miller says the company is buying the station to make a point without breaking the law.
This is the latest volley in what is likely to be a very long match.
Terrestrial radio stations and their owners pay lower royalty rates. That includes Pandora's rival, Clear Channel Communications, which owns 1,200 radio stations in the U.S. It also owns the online service, iHeartRadio. Pandora says it's not fair for Clear Channel to get a better royalty rate for both. The American Society of Composers, Authors, and Publishers sets license fees and pays out royalties. The group's president, Paul Williams, says it's the artists who are getting the raw deal.
The purchase of this radio station was clearly a stunt, a device to find a way to not fairly pay songwriters and composers who deserve to be paid for their work.
With the business models in music broadcasting changing so quickly, there's no royalty structure yet that works for everyone's bottom line. Chris Bavitz is with Harvard Law School's Berkman Center for Internet and Society.
It's hard to imagine that we're going to get to a one-size-fits-all royalty rate for musical compositions.
Until then, Pandora is getting into the FM radio business. I'm Shannon Mullen for Marketplace.